All right, so where are we at?
MLS now, Power Rankings.
Now, back to our special programming.
MLS Power Rankings, Ben.
Oh, that's right. I'm going.
We're going first because we don't trust Ben.
Ben always goes first. He's the least prepared. Always.
Ben is going to be prepared next week because we have fall break.
And I got time to do all this stuff. At five, FC Dallas. FC Dallas has a lot of points, more than anyone else in the opposing conference. And they have two wins in a row, I believe. And so they're starting to find their form again. So they're back in the top five. At four, we got the Philly Union. Unimpressive draw this past weekend.
Ugh. Especially when you consider they weren't even starting some of their guys up top, like Kovermans, because they didn't care about the match and they were looking forward to the match against FC Dallas this week.
So we got the Union at four, Sporting Kansas City at three, which, you know, they're atop the conference with the Union barely behind them, but they got a better result this weekend. So they're at three. And followed, and then Seattle at two.
Thank you, Thierry Henry.
Seattle at two, LA at one. I don't believe that's changed since we started.
I flopped in 1 week, but that's about it.
Okay. All right. I also have Dallas at five. Two straight league wins. I mean, hell, that's enough to have jump over like half the league if you're winning two matches in a row in MLS.
Right.
Number four, Houston Dynamo.
Look at you.
Playing well lately. 2-0 winners, I believe, Friday in Portland. It was a very big result. One that saw them potentially now, possibly with one match left, they can still win the East. And then we have Sporting Kansas City coming in at three. I mean, ever since the 10-game road trip to start the season, they've been one of the top teams in the league, which happens when you play all your matches at home then. Seattle at two, great comeback win, late comeback win Saturday against San Jose. Man, I'm hoping for that Seattle Galaxy West Final.
That'd be awesome.
It's going to be good. And number one, LA Galaxy.
Number five, I have the Union. They dropped.
So I'm the only one of us three without the Union.
Would appear so.
Yeah.
Because you're a bitter fan.
No, I just think drawing it home to Toronto is completely unacceptable.
Basically, they rely too much on Seblo, too. As he goes, they go.
And Novak does not start Danny Mwanga.
He's been hurt, though, recently.
Yeah, he came on as a sub.
Yes, but he was hurt the past couple
he
games.
He should be starting. Him with one leg is better than Panovic. just keep going.
Keep going.
Number four, Dallas with one strong comeback against Chicago, and then a dominant win over Vancouver, puts them back in there. Three, KC, who just throttled the Red Bulls, even more so after Henri's idiotic red card. Quick comment, Henri is a dick. Fuck that guy.
I didn't see his red card.
Anyway.
He kneed you in the back of the head.
Yeah.
He kneed who?
Some guy in the back of the head.
Didn't even matter who.
Was it that guy Sunni?
It was not an accident.
It was an accident. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Wee-wee.
To Seattle, going down early, but thanks to Casey Keller's heroics, was able to fight back. And
there was a
2-1 win
stretch in there where he had four saves.
It was the triple save right in a row,
which was awesome.
Okay, four triple.
I believe it was four grand total.
But it was three in like one series.
Yeah.
It was shot from distance, rebound, and then poke home. It was three in like 5 seconds.
I thought he had four. Anyway,
yeah.
Awesome sequence from Casey Keller.
And then L.A. Winning last night's match against Chivas USA, even without Donovan and Keane, hard to move them down. So L.A. number one again.
So question.
Yep.
Neither of you have Houston in their top five.
No. Nope.
I mean, they are still fourth in the East, but they've won three of their past four.
I guess I just value current points a little more.
Right. Interesting.
I just don't think they're that good overall.
Going into the last match day, four teams still have a shot at winning the East. Kansas City and Union both sitting on 48 points. Crew at 47. Dynamo at 46. So who do we think will win the East?
I think the Sporting Kansas City will pull it out.
I'm hoping it's KC.
Yeah.
Who does KC play this weekend? Because Thursday the Union are at New York Pink Cows.
Kansas City
ESPN
is
2.
At DC.
I think they'll pull it off.
Kansas City at DC. DC's going to need to win that. They're going to need to win both matches.
Mm-hmm.
And they've lost four in a row, so probably won't happen.
And once against Portland, too.
DC has more road wins this year than home.
All right, Wisconsin soccer update.
All right, Wisco update. Demerit had a pretty rough week. They did beat DC. But
as are most weeks for Vancouver.
They did beat DC, but he takes partial fault for the one DC goal. And then the 2-0 loss, both goals he was instrumental in. He got beat by Chavez on the counter, and then his clearance went to Shea that went in the net. So another rough week for Jay. As mentioned before, Chuck Kozlowskis with another goal for Hellman Sport. Some good news, Matt Podrowski, a 1-1 draw versus Varnamo, keeping Angelome right in that playoff push for promotion. Andy Stadler, we have some news about Sandvikens. They took second in their league, finished 2 points short of promotion, so they're stuck in the fifth or whatever division they're in.
Where is this?
Swedish, like fourth or fifth division.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. And Tim Ward still doesn't play soccer.
All right. Yank of the Week. I think we're going to let Rob start with this one.
Before I do Yank of the Week, I just came upon an interesting little statistical tidbit. Seattle Sounders have 8 wins on the road this year,
yeah,
which is more total wins than Vancouver, San Jose, New England, or Toronto have.
Well, it's 4 teams suck.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Just saying.
Now, these Yank of the Week, Rob. Rob, Yank of the Week.
Quit stalling.
Okay. Yank of the Week. Oh, God. I don't have anything full out here on my sheet.
Uh-oh.
You fucked up.
You... Yeah, now, and what would be even funnier is if Ryan and I were actually differing on this and we thought we'd been agreeing this entire time. It would be quite humorous. I call it unlikely, but...
God.
Say something.
I'll say Michael Bradley.
Wrong answer. You hate America.
I watched his match yesterday against Juventus. He played well. They held Juventus to no goals. Juventus has been playing great this year. Top of the table in Serie A. And it was just your classic scoreless draw in Serie A.
So should we say this at the same time?
1, 2, 3.
Casey Keller! Casey, you are the motherfucking man.
Casey drew 64,000, which was the fourth largest crowd in the world this past week. Only topped by Barcelona, Real, and Munich.
Third largest crowd in MLS Munich? History.
Third in history.
1860 Munich?
Bayern.
Bayern.
7 saves, including a triple save. Plus, Casey Keller just had a phenomenal career with the U.S.
Casey Keller is a legend, absolute legend, and he couldn't have capped it off any better.
No.
Check out Shin Guardian for his little mullet when he played for Millwall.
It's gorgeous.
It's a doozy.
It's something.
That and Miola.
It's something.
Keller and Miola, their
hair.
Their hair is the reason all goalkeepers are bald now. The hair god said, no, you all must be bald forever to pay pay for your sins earlier in the 90s.
So what's Junior and his father's excuse?
They're badass.
Chrome dominant. And with that, we can assume that Rob doesn't like America.
Rob hates America.
He's just...
Apparently.
And likes Mexico.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Apparently.
That guy sucks. All right, everybody, thanks for listening to this week's Guilt by Association Football.